This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, this is what we'll do as a team. Rob and I have talked this out. I've never seen the text line like this before. I'm serious. You guys know I've been doing this for a while. I've never seen the text line like this before. Text line 913-576-7610. Listen, Gladstone is 10 minutes from Kansas City. It's about 6 or 7 miles. You guys are crazy. You fluffy little sissy boys. I've been called a lot of things on the text line, a lot of things that I can't repeat. I've never been called a fluffy little sissy boy before, ever, at any point in my life. I don't know what I did to become a fluffy little sissy boy. I kind of looked at my body, and I don't feel very fluffy, but if that's what I am, then okay. We'll open up the phone lines here momentarily because I would like to get some clarity on this. Because, Rob, I feel you and I are maybe, you know, we're picking and choosing our arguments here. People on the text line are saying Liberty's Kansas City. I feel pretty strongly that it's not. Like, I've made the drive to Liberty. It doesn't feel like if you live in Liberty, we live in the same place. I'm willing to make some exceptions. We got to create the rules of where people live and if they can claim when they go out of town and somebody asks them, where are you from? Can you say you're from Kansas City? I've never seen the text line so strong about Belton. I mean, literally 100 text messages on whether Belton's in Kansas City or not. We got to determine this and get to the bottom of it. Because I'm not going to lie, I'm willing to grandfather Grandview in. I'm willing to say that Grandview and Raytown are in Kansas City. I'm willing to make that argument. I don't know if I'm willing to do that for Belton. I don't know if I'm willing to do that. So we'll get to that coming up in just a little bit. I'm very curious to hear what you guys have to say about that. Earlier today on the show, we had Sam Munson on the show, and he and I are on the same side. I think it's going to be very difficult for the Chiefs to pay both Chris Jones and Frank Clark.
So they get to kind of pick and choose where they're going to spend money. And I think there's a chance that they might not want to invest in a guy like Chris Jones, particularly when they've already given this big contract to Frank Clark. And, you know, I think, look, if you're looking at giving a big $100 million deal to Frank Clark or Chris Jones should get it every single day of the week. But they've already given that money to Frank Clark. So now you're talking about paying two of them. I think they probably don't want a huge part of that. And they're just trying to get this number as low as possible. And obviously Chris Jones wants to be paid what he's worth.
So that was Sam Munson earlier today on Pro Football Focus. The strange thing about this, Rob, is it's not like the Chiefs can go back and not give Frank Clark the money. And I said yesterday, if I still could see into the future, I still would have done the same thing that the Chiefs did. I think they made the right decision in trading for Frank Clark. And if that means that you can't keep Chris Jones long term, but you win a Super Bowl in the process, then you ultimately made the right decision. But I'll continue to say the Chiefs made their decision on Chris Jones the day they decided to trade for Frank Clark. And yesterday we got the information from Mike Garofalo. They've never made an offer to Chris Jones over $20 million. If that's the case, you've never been serious about signing him for what he's worth on the open market. And your hope is that he takes 85% of his value, which maybe he does. But from everything that we've heard and everything that Chris Jones has sort of communicated through the media, there's no reason to think that he's taking that quote unquote hometown discount. There's no reason to think that. So I don't think that he is. I mean, we had Sam Munson on the show, and he confirmed he is the best second defensive lineman in the NFL or defensive tackle in the NFL. Donald's one, he's two. The market tells you that's worth $21.5 million. Chiefs don't want to pay it. So you don't want Chris Jones long term. There's no other way to look at it. Here's Sam Munson on the difference between Le'Veon Bell's situation and Chris Jones.
Look, the Le'Veon Bell thing didn't work out well for Le'Veon Bell. He lost money on that. About the only way you could say it worked out in his favor is that at least he didn't have to play for a year. He basically got the chance to take a pay cut and have a year off from the punishment of playing football at the next level. If that is appealing to you, then sure, that's the right way of going. If maximizing the money you get is appealing to you, then that is absolutely not the way to go about doing things. And you're right. If Chris Jones could afford to sit out for a whole year, he would be an unusual case because most players do not, you know, save with that kind of contingency in mind. We saw that when the prospect of a lockout in 2011, you know, NFL players do not put the money aside for a rainy day by and large. A lot of them, the second the paychecks stop coming in, they have real problems. So, yeah, I'm with you. I don't think it would be a surprise if he did have the kind of money available where he could easily sit around for a year and not play. Even if he couldn't, I don't think it's the way of maximizing the dollar figure he's going to get.
I don't know if we talk about this part of it enough. I also understand why we don't. These athletes certainly make a lot of money. They also spend a lot of money on themselves and the people around them. Like most of society, I don't know if there's many football players, because not all these football players make the generational wealth that we talk about all the time. Think about it. There's way more players in the rank and file who are making less than $2 million a year than the guys that really get that big time money. I'm not saying there aren't guys that get big time money. Obviously there are. There's way more guys that are making that. And that's certainly a good life and a comfortable life. But they're not like the rest of us where they can simply say, I'm not going to work this year or next year and I'm good. No. I have no clue how Chris Jones handles his finances. He seems like a very smart individual with good people around him. I feel pretty confident in saying Chris Jones has not made enough where he can say, I'm not coming to work this year. That's basically what he would be doing if he holds out. He's made a lot of money, $6.2 million, probably made a little. Factor in taxes, taking care of yourself so you can live the NFL life that you've worked hard for, taking care of your moms, your friends, your cousins, your uncle, your aunties, people that just come out of the woodwork. You're not passing up on $16 million to keep doing the thing that you've already been going to work to do. So I don't even look at holding out as being a realistic option. It's easy to say, hey, I'm not coming until I get my money. And it's easy to, you see your team playing on television and you look at your direct deposit when you're supposed to be getting those checks and they ain't being deposited the same. That's what motivates you to go to work. Think about how often we talk about holdouts and how often people legitimately hold out. Rob, over the last 5 years, how many guys are we talking about legitimately miss games? And I'm not talking about miss a couple days of training camp where they maybe just erase it and they say no harm, no foul. I'm talking about how many guys over the last 5 years, with all the talking we do about holdout, say I'm not playing this year. Earl Thomas, Cam Chancellor, yeah. Le'Veon Bell. It's not that many. And the Le'Veon Bell was a very unique situation. Most of the people that do it like Earl Thomas have already got that second deal. Cam Chancellor had already got money, and then he was looking at the way other guys were getting paid and then wanted a new deal. Man, not many guys who were just coming off that rookie deal just opt out of playing the next season when you work so hard to get to this point. I'll never forget, I was talking to an NFL player, a Chiefs player. I won't say his name, but he was coming up for free agency. And we were having a conversation. I said, what are you looking for? Like, do you want to come back to Kansas City? Like, what are you thinking? And he said, all I care about is this second contract and signing with whatever team gives me the most money. I like it here in Kansas City, but if that team isn't the one that gives me the big time deal, then I got to move on. This is the contract that I've been working for my whole life. You get your first contract, you don't really negotiate it, it's slotted, and then the next one's the one that you can set you, your family, your kids up for the rest of their lives. That's the one that I'm fighting for. I mean, that's where Chris Jones is now. Hey, I've outperformed this rookie deal. Everyone agrees. Now I'm trying to get that next money. you're not passing up on the $16 million. It's that simple. You're not passing up on that amount of money guaranteed to keep doing the exact same thing. The team knows that. The owners know that. And that's why the franchise tag exists. We asked Sam, let's assume that thing goes for the absolute worst. And let's say that Chris Jones' situation turns into Jadeveon Clowney's situation. What would the Chiefs potentially get back in a trade in that scenario?
I mean, Chris Jones should be worth a first-round draft pick. Like I say, he's got an argument to be the best interior player, not named Aaron Donald. He's young. He's good. He's capable of taking over games. He rushes the passer well. He also defends the run pretty well. He's as good as you're going to get at that position, even if you would have to give up, you know, factor in the fact that he needs paying. You need to give him a big long-term contract. I think it's still worth a first-round draft choice to get a player that's that good.
The time to trade Chris Jones for that first-round draft pick is past. I'm not saying it's not great to get a first-round pick. And tomorrow, let's say a team that you think is going to miss the playoffs offers you the pick, the Dolphins. I'm not saying you don't listen. But you're not trading a future asset, or you're not trading a current asset for a future one. You had the chance to do that this year in the draft. And then that player could help you for the 2020. But that 2021 first-round draft pick is not helping you go win a Super Bowl this year. And that should be priority number one. Priority number one now is not building for the future. That could have been the priority 3 months ago, 4 months ago, but we're past that point. Chris Jones has to be on the team. So I don't know what you got to do. If you got to send my man a couple of Z-mans, if you got to have Casey Wolf show up at his door and cheer my man up. But, yo, we got to put this behind us, and you got to show up and go to work, because, big dog, we need you, and we're trying to win back-to-back Super Bowls here. That has to be the message to Chris Jones and his agent. Coming up next, we'll continue our conversation about the suburbs, because it's obviously struck a nerve. We'll open up the phone lines, 913-576-7610. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to throw out a city like Belton. We'll take your phone calls, and we'll see. Oh, yeah, we can't do that right now. We got the Google game. All right, this is what we'll do. We got the Google game coming up with the Sporting Kansas City player. So we'll do that, and then we'll take your phone calls. I promise. It's a drive.
The Drive. 610 Sports Radio.
Back in on The Drive. Thanks so much for listening on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the radio.com app. I'm really excited about our next guest. This is the first time that we have tried this, so I'm optimistic about how it's going to go. As you guys know, every Thursday at this time, we play a very simple game. Rob, hit the music. It is called the Google game. It is a very simple game. It is based off Family Feud, where we use the search results on Google to determine the answers. We are now happy to be welcomed by Sporting Kansas City player Daniel Shalloui, joins us on The Drive. Daniel, how you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. All right, the rules are very simple. It is based off the game Family Feud. I go on Google Trends and I pull up the top five search results for said category. So you will always get the chance to answer. If you get three strikes like in the game, Rob, our producer, will have the opportunity to steal. Do you understand the rules of the Google game?
Yes, I do. I hope I do.
All right. Top four answers on the board. Dog blank. So dog blank. Two words, top four answers on the board. This is according to Google Trends. So top four answers on the board, dog blank. It is your turn, my friend.
Dog food.
Number one answer, dog food.
Yes.
All right, next one.
Do I keep going?
Yeah, keep going.
Top five or?
Yeah, no, keep going. So you got dog foods. Okay. You keep going.
Okay, so the max would be dog toy.
Not on the board. Oh. Dog toys, not there. Top four answers on the board. You have the first one, dog food. You still got two strikes to get the next three answers on the board. We're playing the Google game with sporting player Daniel Shalloui.
Dog, maybe adoption.
Dog adoption, not on the board here, Daniel. You only got one strike left. Three more answers on the board. Dog food is off. You got three more answers according to Google Trends.
Dog, puppy, maybe?
Daniel, not on the board here. Those are your three strikes. Rob, you have the opportunity to steal in the Google game. Dog food, off the board. Top four answers, 2, 3, and 4 are still on the board. It is your turn to steal.
I am going to say dog parks, because that's the place Sean goes a lot, and I'm hoping that Sean going to dog parks helps me out here.
Yes.
Correct answer, dog park, number 3 on the board. Daniel, the top 4 answers on the board are as follows. Number 1, dog food. Number 2, dog breeds. Number 3, dog park. And number 4, dog house. You probably have found yourself in the dog house a time or two before, like the rest of us. All right, moving on in the Google game. Daniel, it is back on you. These are David's in sports. Top 5 answers on the board. All of these Davids, they are in the realm of sports. You got 3 strikes. It is on you, David. Daniel.
David, like as the name?
Yes, David's their first name, so this is the last name of Davids in sports.
Oh, okay. Well, this is tough because I'm thinking about soccer players. I'll go with the first one. I'll change it. David Silva, the Manchester City player. Let's choose maybe that one.
No, that's not the correct answer. All right. I'm hopeful you're going to pull this one out, Daniel. I'm hopeful. You got 5 answers, top 5 on the boards. They're Davids in sports. Think basketball and baseball.
Oh, wow. I'll say, nobody comes to my mind. I'll just go with like a general line. Smith, David Smith, maybe.
No Smiths, Daniel. No Smiths here. You got to get one here. This will be the first time nobody's gotten one. Actually, you know what? You're actually thinking somewhat right with general last names. So stay in that realm. You went Smith. Think something similar to Smith. I got to do it, Daniel.
No!
I got to do it. I got to give you your third strike. I didn't want to do it to you, Daniel. You seem like a good person. Rob, you got the opportunity to steal here. All 5 answers are on the board. These are David's if you don't get any more strikes, Daniel. You got 3. You didn't get any. You don't get any more. Rob, you get the chance to steal.
I'm going to go David Ortiz.
David Ortiz. Correct.
This is a real quick question, because I know that he's in the soccer realm. Was David Beckham on the board?
No, David Beckham. Yeah, that's
surprising.
That's why I was thinking. I thought David Beckham would get his mind cooking. It didn't work. All right, Daniel, we got one more category.
Was David Beckham there?
No, he was not on the board. The top 5 answers on the board for David's in sports were David Price, David Robinson, David Johnson, who plays running back now for the Texans, David Ortiz was the number 2 answer, and David Stern, who recently passed away, former commissioner of the NBA. All right, Daniel, I'm feeling optimistic about this next one. I know you're going to knock this out of the park. Same one as earlier, where it's...
David was not my best.
No, it was not. It was not one of your best. So this next one is just like dogs, but it's bubble blank. 2 words... Bubble blank. This is according to Google Trends. Bubble blank. You got 3 strikes.
Bubble or double?
Bubble. Like you blow a bubble.
Okay. Bubble. I'll say bubble tea.
Number 1 answer. All right, Daniel. I think we found your category here. All right. You got 4 to go.
No. That's how I started with the dog.
No, that is how you started with the dog. All right. You have 4 more on the board. You have bubble blank. You got bubble tea, which is the number 1 answer. You got 4 more to go. No strikes.
Well, maybe bubble pop. That's terrible, but it was Daniel.
I'm happy you knew that one wasn't a good answer. All right, it don't matter though. It doesn't matter. You still got two strikes left. Bubble blank. Focus here.
All right, I have one. Bubble wrap.
Correct. Bubble wrap. Number four answer on the board. You're cooking now. Top five answers on the board. You have number one in bubble tea, and you have number four in bubble wrap. Three more answers and two strikes in the Google game.
Bubble. Is that bubble gum? Bubble gum. Yeah, that's the word.
You's right.
Correct answer, bubble gum, number two answer on the board. We found your category. It's bubbles. You live in a bubble now. All right.
Yeah, I guess.
Number one answer off the board, bubble tea. Number two answer, bubble gum, off the board. Number four answer, bubble wrap, off the board. Two more left. Go ahead, Daniel.
Bubble ball. Maybe. That's very
general. Nope. It's all right. You got one strike left and two answers. I'm confident you're going to get one of these two.
The confidence? Oh, wow. well, since you said it's like blowing a bubble, maybe bubble blow, something like that.
Daniel, that is incorrect. It's okay. Rob, you got the opportunity to steal here. Bubble tea is off the board, bubble gum is off the board, and bubble wrap are also off the board. Top five answers, our last category of the Google game.
I'm going to go with the movie Bubble Boy.
Ooh.
What? Oh, bro, what are you talking about, man?
Incorrect. Top five answers on the board for Bubble. Number one answer, bubble tea. Number two answer, bubble gum. Number three answer, bubble bath. Number four answer, bubble wrap. And number five answer, bubble letters. Daniel Shalloway, we appreciate you playing the game. Something tells me that you will not be playing the Google game again.
Well, thanks for having me anyways. I had fun.
No problem. We appreciate it. Daniel Shalloway joining us on the drive. Rob, you told us that the Sporting players were going to knock it out of the park. I am here to tell you that he flied out to first base. That's what I'm here to tell you. He's a great guy. I'm sure he is an amazing soccer player. I don't want him on my Family Feud team moving forward. I don't want him on my team. I wouldn't want him. I would not want Daniel Shalloway on my Family Feud team. I'm sure he is a swell individual. He came on. I got nothing but love for Daniel. I hope he goes out there and I hope he scores a million goals this year. I would never want him on my Family Feud team. It's The Drive.
The Drive. Weekdays 2 to 6.
Text line. Help me understand one thing, and I promise you we can move forward as a show. You're listening to The Drive on 610 Sports Radio. They might not let me come back on Monday. How are you guys mad at me for the player not being good at the game? The text line always complains, Rob, about these two things, and you now see it. Text line says we don't take phone calls. So we call somebody so they can join the show. Text line says we don't talk enough soccer on the show. Today you propose to me you want your own soccer segment. Now I'm somewhat against it, but you're a part of the show. And if you want your own time like a Levine's List or Mind the Machine to talk soccer, it's my job to make you feel comfortable enough to give you said segment. So we try to kill two birds with one rock here over at The Drive. We try to promote the phone calls and we try to take a soccer player. Soccer player, let's be honest, he probably would tell you, wasn't very good at the Google game. And the text line's mad at me. What did I do? I tried to service you guys. If anything, I'm blaming Rob. It's Rob's fault. It's not David's fault. It's Rob's fault.
Daniel.
Oh, yeah, it's not
him. It was David where he struggled.
Okay, well, he struggled with all three of them.
He was a good sport, though. That's all we can ask for.
Oh, he was
great.
Someone
came on, had fun with us, good sport about it. If they struggle or they're great, I just want them to have fun.
Text line, 913-576-7610. You guys tell me who you want to play the Google game. Because outside of Mahomes.
About to be flooded with Mahomes takes.
No, outside of Mahomes, Kelce, and Tyreek Hill, I feel pretty good about our ability to get anybody else in the city to play the game. I don't know about you, Rob. I feel pretty strong we can get just about anybody else to play. We could probably get Chris Jones to play. Now, he got to show up to work first. But once he shows up to work, I feel pretty strong about our ability to get Chris Jones to play the game. We maybe could get Mahomes at some point. We got to work up to it, though, you know? We're just starting our relationship out with Patrick Mahomes. We can't spring the Google game on him early. We got to wait, you know? We got to wait a couple of months, and then we got to build up that trust where we can play the game with him. We can try. But text line, you tell me who you want to play, and Rob and I will make it our best to try to get it to work. But I don't know how you guys are mad at me for Daniel struggling in the game. I thought bubble bath was pretty obvious. He obviously had different thoughts. He didn't know. I'm happy to let anybody play the Google game. We let Rob play and he stinks at it. You hear it every week. He's terrible. We let him play. So you guys tell me who you'd like to see play the game. Mayor Lucas. We can have Mayor Lucas play the game. That's easy. Next week we could get Mayor Lucas to play if you guys really want him to play. Danny Duffy, that's my guy. We can get Duffy to play. But if Duffy's bad at it, don't be mad at me. That's the moral of all of this is don't get mad at me because I had nothing to do with it. I had nothing to do with any of this. 913-576-7610. We'll open up the phone lines and we'll take text on this. So I have been getting a lot of text, a lot of calls, a lot of people who are very upset at one of the segments we did earlier in the show. So we had a suburb draft, if you missed it, on the show. And the suburb draft was you could select any city in the 816 or the 913. You just couldn't select Kansas City, Missouri. And, I mean, as you guys probably already know, I won pretty clearly. So I had Lee's Summit, Shawnee, Blue Springs, Independence, and Olathe. Rob had Overland Park, Weston, which was a very generous stretch, but he knows my feelings toward Weston. Prairie Village, Mission, and Lake Lotawata, which the one time I've been there, I got pulled over. Bink basically went north of the river. Parkville, North Kansas City, Smithville, Liberty, and Excelsior Springs. And Rob and I, over the last 45 minutes, have received some very cruel text messages from people because we were having the debate on where can you live outside of Kansas City and can you claim if you're from Kansas City or not? So we bumped our head. That's why we want to open up the phone lines. 913-576-7610. Same thing on the text line. What have we decided with Belton? So the criteria was, let's say you go out of town. Let's say you go to Orlando for a trip. You go to Disney World and you're waiting in line for Splash Mountain or whatever they're renaming it to. And someone in the line asks you, where are you from? And you're from Belton. Can you say that you're from Kansas City? If you live in Kansas City, and let's say you're going on a date with somebody, it's your first time meeting them, and they ask you where you're from, and you're from Leavenworth, or you're from Bonner Springs, can you say you're from Kansas City? I want to get to the bottom of this. Rob, what are we deciding with Belton? Are they in or are they out? Because Belton, to me, is right on the fringe of that line. I'm willing to grandfather you in if you're from Raytown. I'm willing to grandfather you in. Belton, we got to make a definitive answer right here on the show as a city.
I am leaning no for Belton. Belton's pretty south. I mean, I know the text line is blowing up with it's only X away. It takes X minutes. I'm not from Belton, but it touches KC. I am no on Belton. Okay. I think Belton is right before Belton's the end of the line.
Okay,
so okay with Martin City, and I know you said earlier that you're not. So I don't,
Martin's, you can be from Martin City and say you're from Kansas City. You can be from Martin City.
Martin City's not as far south as Belton.
The only thing in Martin City is the one Jack Stack. There's nothing else in Martin City.
Martin City Brewing Company, man.
Okay.
They added that in, which means if it was on the Missouri side, Bink would have picked it.
That's okay. That's fair. Okay, so we're going no on Belton. What have we decided about some of these places north of the river? Because I have received personally some very mean text messages about Gladstone. Somebody said if it's less than an hour to city limit, then it's in it. No. If you're from Odessa, you're not from Kansas City. I'm sorry.
An hour?
No, I'm not giving you an hour. No, I'm not giving you an hour. I just was in Odessa last week. I just was in Odessa. My sister, their graduation was in Odessa. If you live out there, you're not from Kansas City. I will fight to the death on that one. You live, the thing was around the corner from one of those big fire. If you live in a place that has those 24/7 firework place that are open year round, you can't be from Kansas City. That's the rule I'm making right now. I'm making that rule today.
That is what Raymore's got cut in that rule. Don't they have a big fireworks stand?
Raymore's not Kansas City. Okay. Raymore's farther than Belton.
I'm just making sure the rules are uniform.
Yeah, Raymore's farther than Belton, so no. Okay. I'm getting a
Modern
lot of
Modern City's got people heated.
No, I don't even know what... I'm telling you, all you have. All right. What are we doing with Gladstone?
Gladstone gets weird because they go to Oak Park, and you said earlier if you go to Oak Park High School, you should count. I was a no on Gladstone earlier, so I'll stay firm on my no for Gladstone.
Because I got a text that said that people that live in Gladstone, they go to Park Hill. If you go to Park Hill, I would say that you live in Kansas City.
They do.
I would say you live in Kansas City if you go to Park Hill. I would argue that you're from Kansas City.
I'll
give you that. I would give you that.
I'll give it to them. All they right. go to Oak Park. Yeah.
All right.
That's true.
So
yeah.
So Gladstone is now, yes. Are we counting Liberty?
Liberty stays no.
Are we counting Liberty?
Liberty stays no.
I can't count Liberty either.
Liberty doesn't count.
I can't count Liberty. I can't count Excelsior Springs. I can't give you
that. If we can't count Excelsior Springs or Liberty, then Bink's draft is trash.
I mean, you're from the Metro. I'll give you that. You're from
That's
the
fair.
Metro. I got no issues with that. I got no issues with that, but I can't give you that. I really can't give you that. Text line, the 913-576-7610. If you live in Jackson County, you can say you're from Kansas City. I don't know, man. I really don't know if that's the case. That's why this is so important. Rob, get this phone call. We'll take this phone call. Well, first, determine if it's good or not, and then we'll take the phone call. The text line says we don't ever take phone calls. We'll take this phone call and determine. And we'll let them ultimately decide for the rest of us. Like, I won't do it. We'll just let them decide. Someone says, I live in KC, but my boys go to Liberty School. See, that's where it starts to get a little, I don't know. That's what makes it so difficult. I don't know. I don't have the answers. I want to help. I want to find the answers. I want to be part of the solution. I hear so much about it. I want to be part of the solution. Ryan, you called into the drive. Go ahead, Ryan.
Hey, what about Riverside?
All right. I appreciate the phone call, Ryan. What are we doing with Riverside? Are we counting Riverside?
Trying to remember, is Riverside south of Gladstone or is it just north of Gladstone?
I think Riverside, based on what the text line is saying, if I'm following the logic of Riverside, I would say that Riverside does count. I think it's iffy, but I based on what the text line is saying, that's how I would attribute it.
I have the same conundrum I have with Gladstone. We let Gladstone in, so Riverside can go in.
Text line 913-576-7610. We ain't St. Louis. We all KC. No, we not. You must haven't heard about this whole state line thing we have. We ain't all repping the same place. A lot of people are saying Liberty counts. I think we're getting real generous here because we don't want to hurt people's feelings. That's what I'm starting to think.
Liberty's too far of a stretch.
I'm starting to think we're getting a little generous here.
The people of Liberty are fine people. Liberty's a great town. I'm not insulting Liberty, but if someone asks where you're from, you don't say Kansas City, you say Liberty. That's a different entity. And it's a good entity. It's just not the Kansas City.
We're doing a lot of bending for these people. A lot of bending.
If you were out in Phoenix and you live in Liberty and someone's like, hey, man, where are you from? You would say Liberty, Missouri. You should not say Kansas City. Now, if they say, what's that close to? I don't mind you then saying it's near Kansas City. But it's not Kansas City.
Someone said you guys just don't want anything north of the river to be KC. I'm claiming Zona Rosa. Zona Rosa's in Kansas City.
Didn't we just have this discussion about Gladstone?
I'll give Zona Rosa. I'll throw Zona Rosa in there. We'll claim that. I'm claiming Zona Rosa. Coming up in 15 minutes, we'll get to the top stories of the day in Kansas City. Coming up next, kids are having parties to catch the coronavirus. What are we doing with our youth? It's The Drive.
The Drive. 610 Sports Radio.
Back in on The Drive, coming up in about 15 minutes, we will get into the top stories of the day in Kansas City. We don't have to spend too much time talking about this. I don't really want to talk about it for that long because it will just only make me mad. And I'm sure that you guys have plenty of thoughts about this. There is a headline on ESPN.com that says, source, NFL plans on playing Black National Anthem before Week 1 games. Lift Every Voice and Sing, traditionally known as the Black National Anthem, is expected to be formed live or played before every Week 1 game, and the league is considering a variety of other measures during the upcoming season to recognize victims of police brutality, a source with the league discussions told The Undefeated on Thursday. I'm here to give the NFL some very free advice. As someone who is Black and also enjoys the NFL, I do not care about any of this. You don't have to sing Lift Every Voice and Sing before the national anthem. You don't. I swear to you, you don't. Just create an opportunity for Colin Kaepernick to get back into the NFL. That's it. That's all you got to do. You don't have to do anything else if you're in the NFL. I swear to you. You don't have to do anything else. You've donated money. Your commissioner has shown that he seems to understand what's going on. I'm fine. I don't have many complaints outside of the Colin Kaepernick issue in this situation. I don't. But you're doing a lot of this other stuff, and the cloud is still over the league where one of the players, there is a strong belief amongst those fans that you are now trying to appeal to that one player is being kept out because of believing these things that you are now promoting. Like, I'm not crazy in this. So this is, okay, fine. If that's what you guys want to do, if that's what you think will appeal to the players so they don't kneel during the national anthem, fine. All right, okay. I'm telling you, I'm giving you free advice. Create a fair opportunity for Colin Kaepernick to get back into the NFL, and you don't have to do all of this. Because I would consider this stuff to be foolishness, and I don't even mean it to be disrespectful. But I do not care about you guys singing. I've never been at an NFL game and thought, man, you know what would really set this thing off? If they sang Lift Every Voice and Sing before the national anthem. I've never once thought that. I just want a fair opportunity for Cap. And if they do that, I'm cool. The NFL, they've checked the boxes for me. They've donated money to the cause. They're letting the players speak up. They're standing up for the players' right to stand up for these issues. I'm cool. I don't have any issues with it. Zero issues with it. This just seems stupid to me. And this seems like way more to pacify people than address the real issue, which is Colin Kaepernick. And that will could always be a stain on the NFL as long as people like myself believe that he was blackballed from the league by what he stood for. Now that the league has come around and accepted those views. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we'll get to the top stories of the day in Kansas City. Before we get to that, I want to play this story for you because America's out of control.
We had seen over the last few weeks parties going on in the county or throughout the city and the county in several locations where students or kids would come in with known positives. We thought that was kind of a rumor at first. We did some additional research. Not only did the doctor's offices help confirm it, but the state confirmed they had also had the same information.
So if you missed the story, in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, kids were having COVID parties. So they were hanging out and trying to catch the coronavirus. Now, I will give these young kids the smallest bit of credit that I can give. This is not unlike what people did with the chicken pox. Like, at some point as a kid, you're going to get the chicken pox. I remember I got it. Rob, did you ever have the chicken pox? Terrible.
I did.
Absolutely terrible.
I get it on Christmas. Oh, peak miserable experience.
Miserable. I remember I gave my mom the chicken pox. So I don't know how my mom went her entire childhood without getting the chicken pox and then got the chicken pox at like 29 years old. No clue how this happened, but it happened. The chicken pox are a miserable experience. And maybe you can die from the chicken pox. I don't know. But I never felt like anything was that wrong. I just knew I had the chicken pox and I was going to get over it in a week. We do know you can die from this. What is wrong with these kids? Rob, where have we gone wrong as a society with the younger generation? And is this something that we have always felt? Like, so my parents' generation felt that way about us. And then as we get older, Rob, we're going to feel that way about the younger generation. And then this is just a cycle that we'll always have. Because this seems like one of the dumbest ideas I've ever heard in my entire life. It legitimately seems like one of the dumbest ideas I have ever heard to me. To go to a Corona party. And I'm not talking about watching Fast and the Furious and drinking Corona. I'm talking about going to this party with the sole intention of leaving with the virus. This sounds like a terrible idea.
I just don't even understand the logic. Like, listen, I was in college. You were in college. We did dumb stuff. That's what you do in college. You do dumb stuff. But if someone's like, hey, there's a pandemic going around and this could kill you, you want to come try to catch it? I'd say no. I would draw a line and say, I don't want the coronavirus. But for some reason, these kids in Tuscaloosa are like, yeah, fired up. Let's have a big rager and let's all catch it together. It's stupid.
No, it's very, very stupid. Makes absolutely no sense. Before we get to the hit, speaking of stupid, did you see this story about this Little Caesars? I forgot where it was. So there's a Little Caesars. The workers there made the pizza. They made a pizza. It was a pepperoni pizza. They put the pepperonis in a swastika sign, sold said pizza. Shockingly enough, the people that received the swastika pizza took a picture of the pizza and then ultimately got those two people fired.
It was in Ohio.
Why would you come to work that day? I'm serious. Because you got to know once you make the swastika pizza, your employment there is done. You got to know that. You got to know the moment that you pick up those pepperonis. You could have made any other sign. You could have put a smiley face. You could have put a C or an S. You could have made a letter. You could have made a lot of things with the pepperoni. The moment that you decided to make the swastika sign was the day that you just should have turned in your letter of resignation. Like, if you reached that level of frustration with your job, you just shouldn't have came to work that day. You went out of your way at Little Caesars to make somebody else's day terrible. And now when I Google your name, I'm going to find out that you were a little swastika pizza boy. The juice doesn't seem worth the squeeze in that scenario. It doesn't seem worth it. Why did you come to work that day? I've been trying to figure that out all week since I read that story. Why would you go to work at Little Caesars? I imagine making $8.50 an hour, maybe a little bit more than that, with the sole intention of ruining somebody else's day, ruining your own life, and getting fired. I don't know why you did that. It doesn't make any sense to me. It makes less sense than this Corona party. Because at least there's like some historical basis for it. Like, we know there used to be chickenpox parties, so you can hope everybody get the chickenpox, just get it out of the way. But this coronavirus party seems to make very little to no sense to me. Stick around. You're listening to The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the radio.com app. Coming up on the other side, we'll get to the top stories of the day in Kansas City and around the country. It's The Drive.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.